Hello.
And welcome to the Seabus Broadcasting Channel. That is 1010 would recommend. How are you, Miss Gina?
I'm really sad.
Why?
Because I came back from my holiday. I was about to swear. It's not necessary.
that's the level of anger you had in your heart. It was going to come with a swear
word. And my tan has already faded.
But for the first time ever that I came back from holiday, England wasn't gloomy. That's never happened to me.
That's true.
Normally, England, London is the most consistent bitch when it comes to being wet, dark and grey. And I feel like for the first time ever, it wasn't wet, dark and grey. And I was really happy about the change in attitude.
To be honest, that's actually true, because when I was leaving, it literally was snowing the day before.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, this country is bad vibes.
How was Jamaica?
Jamaica was amazing. I had a really, really good time. You know what it is about England? Is that England is just... And I don't want anyone to be saying, just go back to Jamaica then. Because...
I did.
Because it came back. And it was great. But I think, because I haven't been to Jamaica in 4 years because of the pandemic, all my family live in Jamaica. As you already know, my only family member in London is my mum. Mm-hmm. So I forget that I have family members who, yeah, like, love me, care for me, have, you know, everlasting love for me. And so when I was in Jamaica, I was just like felt so grateful, because I was like, oh my God, I've actually remembered that I do have other people that like love me that I can count on. And it was really, really nice. And also I get treated like a princess in Jamaica. No one lets me do anything because I stay with my grandma, who like won't even let me get the bus alone. And then on my dad's side of family, my cousins just drive me everywhere that I want to go. And I was just like, I'm a princess. And it was great. And also I'm invisible in England because no men ever chat to me, but in Jamaica, I'm a queen.
Yeah.
Which was good.
I'm so glad you had all of those experiences.
It was.
Did you play them my accent? Did they like it?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to play them, but I can send it to my grandma, I'm sure. We can send her a little voice note.
Okay,
you've met my
like
grandma.
It. I did.
You could have done it to her on the phone.
Yeah.
But she would have been like, what the fuck?
I think she would have hung up on me.
She would have been like,
so quickly.
Is your friend, what language does your friend speak?
Yeah. What was that?
Where is she from? Yeah. How's your holiday?
My holiday was lovely. I was in New York. Well, I went to New York, then went to Houston, and then went back to New York.
Right.
From being in New York, being in Houston, firstly, I understand why Drake goes back there so often, because there are so many beautiful women there.
Wow.
With like amazing bodies and all of that. I get why he sings about Houston consistently. And of course, Beyonce is from there. So that made sense as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And then when I went back to New York, it was the day of, unfortunately, the Brooklyn train station shooting, which wasn't fun. And then there's just a worry about when I'm in America. There's just this thing I was like, oh, anything can go off at any moment.
That's true.
And then seeing that happen whilst I was there did feel like, whoa, like, and it did go off at any moment sort of thing. But aside from that, thankfully, I had a really good time. And I absolutely love New York. It's one of my favourite cities.
New York is the best. It's
genuinely one of my favourite cities. And again, like you said, it was nice to be seen.
Yeah.
I feel very unseen in England.
Invisible.
And genuinely, as soon as I walked out the door, girl, don't kill him. You're so beautiful. I love your outfit. No one compliments in the UK.
That's actually true. And even when people do compliment, it's never like, it's not in a way that Americans compliment in a really great, fulfilling way.
Yeah.
It's like complimenting you to your core.
Yeah.
In England, like, if someone compliments you, like, it's very rare that people stop you in the street, although I do stop people in the street because I enjoy it. But even,
that's so nice. Yeah. I think everyone should do that more often.
I do too. I actually genuinely love complimenting people. I love stopping people.
I don't think I do it enough. I do this awkward thing of speaking loud enough for them to hear me.
Yeah.
Like, that girl's just nice. Oh, that girl's so pretty.
Yeah.
Go tell her. Like, oh, you're lovely.
I love it. But sometimes the risk about that, especially in this country, is that because the British temperament is like, people are not used to taking compliments.
So
sometimes the response can be a bit flat, and then you're like, oh, I wish I never actually approached you. Because sometimes I get like, I'll go up to someone. I've gone up to people and been like, oh my God, I just want to say your makeup looks amazing. And it'll be like, oh. And I'm like,
oh, that's disappointing.
Actually, you're a fucking bitch. You look like shit, actually.
And your foundation doesn't match your skin.
It's opposite day. but yeah, it was great, and I'm glad that we're both seen, because we're both very attractive women.
Not that we'd know in the UK, but we're back.
Backety back.
And we have a guest.
We do. We have sweet Alice Oseman, writer and creator of Heartstopper.
Hey. Nina, since you are the best rapper, dead or alive, have you got a rap song for us this episode?
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun.
We're here.
Okay.
Heartstopper is okay. Also here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Talani.
And I'm Gina. I'm very excited for today.
We are.
Heartstopper. Mm-mm-mm. Heartstopper comes out today.
Okay.
The fans of Heartstopper...
You're getting carried away. You haven't introduced...
Well, that's because I was going to... Let me land. Let me land. Let me land. So if you haven't heard of Heartstopper, I don't know if you've been on the internet because every fan of Heartstopper is everywhere, far and wide. You're nodding. Our guest is nodding. We are very, very excited to have Alice Oseman with us today, who is the writer and creator of Heartstopper. We're going to get into this, Alice, because you literally have my dream job that you created something that got turned into a Netflix. It's incredible. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
But I hadn't heard of Heartstopper prior to it coming on Netflix. But I heard about it once it was announced because this fan base is absolutely huge. So I'm going to start off by asking, for those, obviously it existed firstly as a graphic novel. But for those who are coming into this completely green as I did, can you give us an overview of what Heartstopper is about?
Yeah. So Heartstopper is the story of Nick and Charlie, who are two boys at an all-boys grammar school. Charlie is openly gay, and Nick is a rugby player who everyone thinks is straight. Mm-hmm. And they meet one day in their form room, and they very quickly become friends. And Charlie very quickly develops a crush on Nick, but doesn't think he could ever like him back. Until things start to happen. Mm. And I won't spoil it for everyone.
I was going to say way too much. I was like, then this happened.
Yeah.
How do you write a love story that's quite like authentic and nice to watch as well? Mm,
I think it's like balancing the magical romance stuff with like the realism of the story. Because like Heartstopper has so many like more realistic aspects, like some darker things that happen in the story. And also just the realism of like everyday life in a British school. Mm. So you've got all that going on as well as like the really adorable romance stuff.
Mm. I absolutely love shows based on teenagers. Like that whole, I love it so much, mainly because I think I still fancy like that. Do you know that like overwhelming I have such a huge crush.
I
still fancy really childishly.
Yeah.
Like it's so like they will never like me, but I love them with my whole heart.
Yeah.
And it just feels like really crush like. And I don't think I've grown past having crushes on people.
Yeah. Mm.
How do you do that? How do I start fancying someone as a 32-year-old adult?
Do you know what? I actually totally agree with that because yesterday I was speaking to my friend and I was like, oh, I've got a new love now. And he was like, oh, like, have you guys been messaging?
No,
like,
we've never spoken. What do you mean?
I've just been thinking about him every day. What do you mean? Like, I've just been telepathically saying. But like, I find Heartstopper so relatable because that kind of way of fancying, it's like a dream come true, like when you fancy someone so much and they actually like and it actually happens that they like you.
Yeah.
Like I was like that dream, I just love it. What was your inspiration for writing the story?
So my like background is in young adult fiction. Like I was a young adult fiction writer before I wrote Heartstopper, and Nick and Charlie were characters in my first ever YA novel. Mm-hmm. And in that book, they're not main characters, they're just in the background, but they're in a relationship and they're in like a really good, like strong relationship. And so when I finished writing that book, I just honestly started wondering, like, what is their story? Like, how did they get to that point? So I just knew that I wanted to tell their story somehow, and that's where Heartstopper came from.
Oh, that's so cute. We haven't wrote one book.
Yeah, it's actually making me so
book. Sorry, my bad.
You have written a book. You really have written a book, and it came out in paperback recently.
You wrote one story, then there's another story in this.
Yeah.
Like, that is so well done for
the
writing.
The way we're both looking at you,
well
like, this is what we should be doing. Whoa. Anyway,
we have grand plans to write.
Yeah.
But every day we do other things. So well done for seeing that through. Well done.
You,
what was the process of it all? Like, was it an enjoyable one?
Yeah. I mean, it's been ongoing.
Yeah.
Like, Heartstopper, I've been writing constantly for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
So that's just... There's been no end point yet.
Right.
But I love it. Like, it started as a passion project. It was literally just something that I was doing, like, on the side for free. So, yeah, I love it.
So, Heartstopper on Netflix has been a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of anticipation for this. And obviously, it's launched today. Early reviews of the show are incredible. I mean, I know that they say, like, don't read the comments, don't look at reviews, but, yeah. like, have you been looking at the...
I can't imagine. Help it.
It's good, though, no?
Yeah. That shit's getting 5 stars, baby. In a Metro, in a Telegraph.
I deserved it as well, because it's bloody amazing. It is so good. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You got any reviews?
I was going to actually... quote someone from the Adam Miller from the Metro who gave it 5 stars. You know, you're nodding like,
I've read
yes,
that
I read it.
I've read that.
I read that tweet. Screenshot it, put it in my folder. And Adam tweeted that he's never awarded 5 stars for anything before.
Wow.
And described it as the TV moment of a lifetime. How does this feel? Like, it hasn't even come, I mean, it's come out today, but I mean, this review came out before it had even been seen by the mass public. So how do you feel?
It's literally so special because, like, when we're making it, I think we all felt like we were making something special, and like everyone involved in the process loved what we were doing.
Right.
So, but we still had no idea like how audiences are going to feel when they watch it. But so this is just really gratifying that people are like loving it as much as we loved it. Mm. Like that's all we ever wanted.
Is there a level of pressure that comes with the anticipation of fan excitement? And also, I mean, this is just me because I'm anxious about a lot of things, but there's the excitement because like, oh my God, like people love it. And then also like the pressure of hoping that everybody else loves it once it actually comes out. Are you feeling that kind of pressure or are you just...
Yeah, definitely. Like the fans have so many expectations. Mm. Like the number of tweets I see that's like, I can't wait to see this specific panel in the show. And sometimes it's something that's not in the show. And
oh,
like,
gosh.
You're going to be disappointed. But yeah, no, like I honestly think they're going to love it. And while I'm sure there'll be some people who have nitpicky things to say. I'm confident that people are going to like it.
But what did Rihanna once say to Kylie Jenner when she was like, if Rihanna doesn't perform this song, I'm going to be upset with it, and said, don't come.
Yeah.
She actually was like, don't come. Because it's my words and I do what I want with it. Yeah. I think that's the action you should have with it. Just don't come.
You're absolutely right. So when you take, I guess, seeing things on screen, how much of the graphic novel, speaking of, you know, things that people might not see from the novel onto the screen, how much of it has been put onto the screen? How much have you infused of things like the illustrations and all those stuff into the show?
So much. Mm. Like, it's so close to the books. When we were on set, Eros, the director, he had on his iPad the script on one side and the comic pages on the other. Mm. So he was literally referring to, like, the composition of the panels in the comic all the time. And there's so many scenes that are, like, so accurate to the same scene in the comic. We've just expanded the story, basically. There's just loads of extra stuff. But the main story of Heartstopper is so accurate to the book.
Mm. I think people will be happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I like, because one of my things about like a book turning into a thing is like you do picture certain things, like it's going to go like this and this person's going to look like this or whatever. And then it's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Been nice. And I get it because it can, like, books are so much more that you can add to it than you can to a film, weirdly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And also, books allow you to use your own imagination. Was there anything that was done that you were like, well, ideally, I wouldn't have done that, but like, you were outvoted on by like producers or directors or anything like that?
I'm sure there was. There probably was, but it was
such a lovely answer.
I literally can't remember because it was like tiny things because I feel like I saw everything. Like, I was involved in every decision, which is really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
But things that I disagreed with, like, the fact that I can't even remember them it means that it's fine, cool. You know?
So did you get involved with casting and everything as well?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How is that? Is it exactly what you see in telly, where someone comes into a room and then they read a line?
Well, normally, but we did all our casting during COVID, most of that was on Zoom.
How did you do that chemistry stuff and things like
well,
that?
Well, yeah. So we had to do like the first few chemistry reads on Zoom just with the two actors, like both there on Zoom.
Yeah.
And we didn't actually see them in person until like the very final audition when we had the main six characters all together to do like chemistry reads in pairs. And then we made them do a group scene as well.
What do you look for in a chemistry read?
Good question.
So difficult to say. Mm. Because, like, chemistry between actors on screen, it's really hard to describe. Like, I don't know exactly what it is. Mm. I feel like it's just, like, an energy between two actors where you can feel like they're both like benefiting from each other's performance, right, okay. and they're like working together in yeah. some kind of like subconscious way. Whereas sometimes two actors are together and it's just like magnets yeah. going opposite each other.
Mm.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like in a relationship and you just don't buy it.
Mm. Yeah.
You just, because I think about Joey and Rachel every day and I hate them. I hate them.
Wow.
I hate, they, it doesn't make any, I stopped watching it when they started that shit.
Yeah.
Some people really love that though.
Why would you, did you, were you into it?
I mean, not really.
It, yeah. just, it didn't make any it sense to me. Why did this?
It was quite random. I also wonder, in terms of chemistry, not even just chemistry between the actors, but when you're the person who created the character, mm. it also feels like, how do you judge chemistry for yourself? Like, how do you know when you've when you're like, okay, that is the person mm. in like
did that you wrote? Yeah,
yeah. Was there a moment where you're like, that's the one, or does it? How does that? Is that? Am I just a fair? Is that?
I
just
mean, kind of. Like, there kind of was a moment for all of them when they auditioned, and I think I just believed that they could do it, and mm. I could just see them as the character. And like, I again, I can't really describe what it was because we saw so many talented actors. Like, mm. there are just so many talented actors out there who yeah. can act, but like, there were very few people who I genuinely believe could be the character.
Yeah, mm.
and I still not really sure like what exactly it was.
It's just something.
Yeah,
there you go. How many of the is this 100% correct? Let me just check with you. I heard that this was Joe Locke's first role.
Yes.
On
is that true? Yes, that is true.
Woo, the research is really researching. that's phenomenal. The reviews have also talked about how great that performance is. Mm. The performances across the board are great. How many of the actors do you know were first time, or was Joe one of the only ones who was like a first time actor?
I think it was almost all of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You see, why am I not in a show?
Listen, me and Tani both auditioned for Skins back in the day.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
way.
We didn't know each other.
We didn't know each other, but we both went
but
to that
audition. We went to audition for Skins. None of
How
us.
How embarrassing.
Made it.
We could have been stars.
I could have been Daniel. I would have won the Oscar, the BAFTA, the Emmy Award.
I could have been in Get Out. Yeah. that's very, very impressive. Interesting that they were all for... Bless them.
So but that's amazing because then you get to watch their career grow and it's actually really nice to be like, okay, cool, this is like your where you started from. That would be so nice.
And do you know what? That is, like, I will say, since I've worked at Netflix, that is one of the best things about working here is like seeing people who come in brand new and like fresh and seeing like their career is so cute.
Yeah.
I felt that with the Sex Education cast too. Like, I was like, obviously Ace was already doing loads of stuff, but it was amazing to see like how...
It just shoots up.
Yeah,
no, honestly,
really cool.
It is such an adorable show. And I just loved it. Like, do you know something that makes you feel like happy? And then also, I feel like when you first had it, I'm trying to talk without spoiling anything.
Yeah, it's really hard. I feel like I can't say anything without spoiling it. I also feel like people will have, by the time this comes out, I do think, I mean, people are so quick.
Yeah,
they would have watched it.
Remember Top Boy? People have already watched that. And those are hour long.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
And people had finished it by like 8 o'clock in the morning. So by the time this comes out, I'm sure there are going to be people that have finished it.
Yeah. It's when you first, like, I was watching the show and just looking at schools and I was just like, oh my God, I really hope that's how accepting schools are. Now, obviously, there's still parts where it's not as accepting or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I went to school, I was in secondary school over 15 years ago. Nobody was gay.
Mm.
Of course they were.
I mean, they were.
But nobody, of course they were, because you looked on Facebook like 5 years later and there was. So of course they were. But it was like, you couldn't say that when I was in school.
Mm.
And I was like, I really hope school was like this now.
Mm.
Like, I really hope it's more accepting, it's more understanding, they had the right words and all of that. And I was just like, oh, we just didn't have that.
Mm.
And I don't know if your school was more like that or if this was just like the ideal imagination of what a school would be like.
Mm. I think my school was probably quite similar to yours.
Yeah.
Like, very homophobic atmosphere generally. I feel like things definitely have improved overall. Mm. Like, I meet a lot of teens at like events.
They're so
and stuff.
Cool now.
They are.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
Cool.
So smart and so cool and know what to say.
So many of them just know who they are.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I knew nothing
exactly it.
Yeah,
absolutely right.
Yeah,
you're so right.
Yeah.
And it does feel like the representation across the board and, you know, and the it feels effortlessly diverse.
Yeah.
Like, which I love about the show a lot.
And also, it's been having the space to figure out who they are.
Mm. Yeah.
There is this thing of actually you don't know. I literally remember sitting down with myself, I was a lot older, but am I really straight? Or was it just what I told myself?
I don't think anybody is, that's my truth.
You say that all the time. You
I do, 100% I really
straight. Or is it just because I was brought up like this or whatever? And I feel like as a teenager, I never got to be in the point of searching. Yeah. And I think that's what's quite nice about their relationship as well, because one of them is that point of, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I am. I'm not too sure.
You're so right.
And it's just nice to have that space. And I think often you're never given that space, or that space is betrayed as someone that's like a horrible person.
Mm.
And sometimes it doesn't, it's not. I just don't know yet.
You're right. I think if I had had this show, and I'm sure this is the sentiment of some of the reviews that I've seen so far, and I'm sure this will be the sentiment, you know, once more people see it. It's like, if I had seen this show when I was younger, I think that it would have allowed more people the space
to have
those conversations and be open about it. And that would have been really, really nice.
Mm.
That's what I appreciate the most about the show is that it's I think it's going to be great for young people, but also great for like people our age who are like, I wish that I had this.
Yeah.
Really, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, just conversations, what people are talking about and how they're so open. I was like, oh God, that would have been good.
I know.
Yeah. No, my school was horrid. Mm. Sweet Jesus.
Whew.
We had a sex block, but it was the science block that was used exclusively for sex.
Wow.
Genuinely.
My gosh.
Like, I went to a horrid. They tried to change the name, like, when I was in like, year 9.
They stay doing that.
Yeah, to give it a conversation. It was like, it's still the same school. And then we had to win a competition to, like, do the new logo, and some kid won it. It's shit.
Is it still that logo?
It's still that logo, and it's still shit. No. Awful school, but yeah. I'm over that now. It's a good time.
I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the Easter eggs in the show. Because I've heard that there are some Easter eggs.
Ooh.
Now, this is coming out, you know, post-launch. So I feel like you're able to... You can talk about it. I feel like you can talk about it.
Yeah.
Can you please indulge us in some of the Easter eggs that you may have slid in there?
Well, my books are in there. My YA novels are on Charlie's bookshelf. Isaac's reading one at one point. What else is there?
I heard something about on Instagram, the creators of like the people. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I am in the show.
Yeah.
In fact,
Why? Yeah.
Little cameo. Shall I say where it is?
Yes.
Okay. I'm on the train in episode 8.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh my God, not just you doing a little Marvel stand-up. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, absolutely do
that. That is my Stan Lee moment.
Yeah. I would, everything I did, I'd just be like,
listen, I would put myself in everything. I don't think you guys understand.
Everything.
Really?
Oh, no, I would.
A picture frame. Who is that?
The names of the shops would be like Barrett shoes. I would literally go in. You're lucky that you only did a little bit, because I would be doing it all the time.
Your ego is a great size, because mine would have been insane.
Yeah. Exactly.
I want the school to be called Talani High School.
Yeah.
No school is called that in England. Yeah, I want this to be the first.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would like.
Was it your decision, or did other people work with you to put in those little touches?
I mean, it was my decision. The cameo was someone else's idea. I was in two minds about doing it, because I don't like acting.
Mm.
But I was just like, I've just got to do it. I'm just going to be sitting there in the background. I don't have to say anything. I need to do this. And it was fine.
That's so nice.
That's great. And have you seen the show?
Oh yeah.
Oh right. Okay.
Many times.
Oh, okay. And are you a fan of the cameo? Are you a fan of your cameo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right.
Okay, so outside of talking about this great lovely show that's on Netflix, there's another great show that's not so lovely on Netflix that I wanted to talk about.
Ooh.
It's great, isn't it? Like, it's really good, but it's not lovely.
Okay.
It's Anatomy of a Scandal.
Yes. Okay.
So I watched 5 episodes in one sitting and stopped at 5 a.m. because I was like, you are a ridiculous person going
to sleep. Wow.
And then I was at the gym and then watched the rest whilst doing an incline walk, which is really hard. All you TikTok hands that are like, oh, 12:33, whatever that workout
is. I've done that. It is hell.
So
and it's also so boring.
It's so boring. It was so hard. So I was watching Anatomy of a Scandal. Have you watched it?
No.
Right, okay.
Tell us what it's about.
It's about a politician who cheats on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore opens up a huge scandal where he gets accused of non-consensual sex with this person he's cheating with. Mm-hmm. And it just opens a can of worms about what he was doing in Oxford and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's British, and I love British drama with all of my heart. But yeah, that's it, basically, right? Yeah. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah. I know, it's
You've watched
hard.
It.
I've watched it all.
So when I watched the first episode, my first thought was, oh, Gina's going to hate this because Gina hates cheating.
I do hate cheating.
Mm. How do you, feel about cheating?
Oh my God. I mean, not a fan.
How do you feel about cheating, Alice? Tamali loves it.
No, it's not that I love it. Gina just has this like strong, like, I don't love it in real life. It's awful. It's horrible. But I can watch films about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But you can't.
It's not that I, it's not, okay, the thing that the thing that annoys me about cheating in TV and film is that it's often romanticized. Mm. So, for example, two people who broke up when they were 16 and they're now married with kids at the age of 35, they go back to their hometown, they meet each other and then cheat on their husbands and wives to get back together.
Because why should you let your husband
stop you this is the
being with the love of your life?
That's what I don't like. That's what I don't
like. Why should you let that happen?
And I'm just like, why? And it's always, and the music is always like, oh, it's been a long time, I love you. No, go back to your wife, you cheating bastard.
So you must love Anatomy of a Scandal then, because it is the bad things, what happens from you cheat, your life will go to shit.
Yeah.
It's a really, really interesting watch. I think might be one of my recommendations this week. I've got a few.
Yes. And speaking of recommendations, Alice, we're on to you now, love, because we ask every guest what they would recommend on Netflix.
Yeah.
And we would like to ask you the same.
Yes. Well, one of my favourite shows ever is I Am Not Okay With This, which is another teen show basically about this teenage girl called Sydney who her dad has died and she's got a really bad relationship with her mum, and her girl best friend has just got a boyfriend and she's feeling kind of weird about it. So she's got a lot of like repressed emotion and anger, and this starts to manifest as telekinesis powers that she cannot control.
Right.
So she's just causing destruction around her, and it's so good. I love it.
I love that show as well. Now, I'm going to say this, guys. Hear me out. Hear what I'm saying. Alice has recommended this. It does only have one season. Okay.
But it does.
Like, we're going to get the elephant out of the room right now. Yeah, right? It's only got one season. However, it is great for
it's
that
still
one
worth
season.
Watching.
It is 100%.
And do you know what? One of the reasons that I love it is because it's so short.
Mm.
It's 20-minute long episodes, only 7 episodes.
Mm.
And yet, it's perfectly plotted. It's got a whole story. It's got several characters that you love.
Mm.
It doesn't need to be any longer than that. Like, you can make short TV shows.
Yeah,
and it's still great.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's a very, very good recommendation.
Yeah, what are you recommending?
Oh, gosh, I actually don't know. You know what? As we were talking, I just realised I don't even have a recommendation. Oh, I actually don't have one.
I can recommend.
Yeah, recommend.
So I'm going to recommend, well, it's one of my favourite TV shows ever, really, and it wasn't on Netflix for the longest time, called Love Life. With Anna Kendrick in the first season, and it's now on Netflix, and it is brilliant.
Ooh.
It's basically, it follows, the first season follows Anna's character, I can't remember her name, and that's a really bad thing I do. I watch loads of TV shows and read loads of books, but can never remember characters' names.
Mm.
Like, I just don't know their names. Yeah. So anyway, it follows her life. She's in her 30s, and it's just like her love life and her dating. And I think every episode is like a new person she's dating. It goes past time, it goes back to when she was in college or high school or whatever. But it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It is honestly, I think it's probably been the best reflection of dating in my 30s I've ever seen on telly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's a scene where she goes back on a weekender with her uni mates, and I think it's one of the best things I've watched on television together. And they're singing, girl, who wants to hold ya? Put your hands out to hold ya.
Yeah.
And it's just the nicest scene.
Where's your passport, Talani?
I was Jamaican 2 weeks
ago. You were Jamaican 2 weeks ago? What happened to that?
Girl, I just want for you, hold ya. Put my things all around ya. Is that better? I said it, y'all too British. Shit.
Yeah, but it's all right. We'll work
it. Girl, just want for you,
hold ya. Oh, she's going again.
I just want to get it right for my Jamaican people. And the scene is perfection.
Yeah.
Like, they're just at this, like, getaway in a cabin, and that song plays, and they're all just dancing and being silly together, and it is great. It's one of my favourite TV shows ever, and would recommend it 10 times over. And I think I've watched a complete series, like, 3 times.
That's a good recommendation.
Mm. Love that show.
So we have Anatomy of a Scandal, we have I'm Not Okay With This, again, there's only one season, I'm so sorry about that, and there's Love Life.
Love Life.
And I will recommend, because it is also the homework for next week, Selling Sunset Season 5.
Do you watch Selling
Sunset? I
do. Oh, there's a British girl is coming into it.
Okay.
Yes, she's British. I've looked at her Instagram. She's married to a white king, and he's
really?
Very rich.
Ooh.
and her life
was
great.
The new black girl.
The new black
She's British.
She is British.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so excited for... Are you up to date? Are you caught up?
I think I am, yeah. I think I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so what for you, what happened in the last...
I can't remember.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fair enough,
fine.
Babe. Fair enough. Fine. Also, you've been busy.
Yeah.
Some of us have not been, but you have been extremely busy. Yeah, Selling Sunset season 5 also comes out today. So you've got a lot to watch this weekend. Heartstopper and Selling Sunset. And also, please watch our other recommendations.
Also, what really upset me was that in the... key art for Selling Sunset, Christine is in the back of the
I know
picture.
You love because she's a huge Christine fan.
I don't get it.
She loves
that show
Christine.
Doesn't run without her. What, like, everyone's here and Christine's here. What's the point of that?
You know what? Yeah, I'd agree with you.
Do you know what I mean?
She's the main character.
Why is she not in the
center? She's the main character.
I was really upset by that.
What, who? I feel like it was a little bit like they were being, I don't know if they were purposely doing this, but it was a little bit mysterious. It's like, how involved is Christine?
Yeah,
like,
were we going to see her?
Is she coming back? Is she over this because she's too fabulous? Who knows? Mm. But we're going to find out today because it's out today.
I cannot wait. It's my life's goal to talk to Christine.
Hopefully one day we will. I'm really trying. Christine, please call me back.
Of all the things I want to achieve, my life goal.
We need to get Christine. We need to get Christine. Alice, thank you so, so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
So excited for you because Heartstopper already is a great success. Critically acclaimed, I'd say.
Wow.
By the reviews and also us. So that's all you did.
Yeah.
And Adam. Adam loved it.
Adam loved it. Shout out Adam.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you. And thank everybody, you. Please watch it and tweet us at the hashtag 1010 would recommend. Do you have Twitter?
I do.
Tweet.
Do you want to be found?
Alice?
Yeah, tweet me at Alice Oseman.
Okay. Can we find you on Instagram?
Yeah, also at Alice Oseman.
Tag Sister Alice on Instagram as well.
Please do.
Let her know how amazing it is. And yeah, you can find me at Tolly_T on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep. And you can find me at SmileGena, that's GENA, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Where can we find Netflix?
You can find Netflix at Netflix UK on Twitter, Instagram, and at Netflix on TikTok also.
Or Behind the Sound.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you.
Bye.